Robert Half research indicates 9 out of 10 hiring managers are having difficulty hiring. I didn't know that.
I didn't either.
If you have open roles, chances are you're feeling this too. Interesting. Mm. That's why you need Robert Half. Yep. I don't think that's a person. That's the company.
Okay, I was confused.
Yeah, their specialized recruiting professionals engage with their proprietary AI. Welcome to connect businesses of all sizes with highly skilled talent in finance and accounting, technology, marketing, and creative, legal, and administrative and customer support. See, at Robert Half, they know talent. I wish I had had Robert Half back in the day when I was hiring.
Okay.
So, no offense, Sona.
Oh, I feel like you did mean to offend me.
Yes, you wouldn't be here if I had had Robert Half. Okay. Visit RobertHalf.com today.
Stay connected this winter with this unbeatable deal from Breezeline. Get reliable, fiber-powered internet for just $19.99 per month with all-in pricing for 2 years. But that's not all. Your first month is on us. This deal gets better with a free modem and installation, along with free Wi-Fi your way whole home coverage. Safeguard your network from cyber threats and keep all your devices connected and secured with this amazing offer. Act now. Terms and conditions apply. Offer expires March 3rd, 2024. Learn more at Breezeline.com.
Conan O'Brien needs a fan. Want to talk to Conan? Visit teamcoco.com/callconan. Okay, let's get started.
Hi, Moataz. Welcome to Conan O'Brien Needs a Fan.
Hi. My God, I'm super excited to be here.
Hello, Moataz. How are you?
I'm doing great.
And I understand that you are talking to us from, where are you? You're in Egypt?
Yes, Alexandria, Egypt.
You're in Alexandria, Egypt. I've never been to Egypt.
Yes.
That's fantastic. Tell me a little bit about yourself.
I'm 22 years old. I am an MIS student, like a data analysis student.
Oh, data analysis.
And,
okay.
Mm-hmm. And that's it. I'm married, a bit young, but I am married already.
Oh, you're married. Tell us a little bit about who you married.
I met my wife playing Among Us, funnily enough.
Wait, that's a video game, Among Us, right?
Yes, the video game Among Us.
I've played that game.
Yes,
I've played that game with my kids where you need to, someone is the traitor, mm-hmm. is that right? Someone is the bad guy and you don't reveal who you are. So that's how you met your wife?
That's how I got married. This is 2022, how you meet your wife. In 2022.
And this is a COVID marriage. So you were playing online.
Yes. We played online. We had this one round where it was only me, her, and one more person left. And I was an imposter. I was killing everyone. And this person caught me as I killed someone. And he thought it was her. And she was so adorable and like desperate to defend herself. But I was like, okay, I'm the imposter. I can't anymore. And from that point
on. Oh my God, wait a minute. So you gave up your chance to win the game
yes.
because you were in love with this virtual person.
Yes, I had a bigger plan in mind. From this point on, I was like,
wow,
I'm
that is
there.
A really slick. That's a very inspiring story.
Yeah,
I mean, how did
try that in real life where you go kill people and then you suddenly are like, I'm not going to do it. Let's get married.
Well, first of all, true story. My wife walked in on me as I was finished murdering 3 people. and then I turned to her and then I realized I loved her and dropped the knife and we went off and got married.
Changed your ways.
It changed my way. Well, no, I continued to murder long after that.
I apologize.
It's very profitable. I want to make sure I see your name, Moataz, right?
Moataz, yes.
Close, or is that how I say it? Moataz?
Moataz, there is a sound.
Moataz.
Yeah, close.
I want to get it just right. Say it again and make me say it correctly. Okay. It's your job. You have to make me say it.
It's Moataz.
Moataz.
Yes, exactly.
Moataz.
Matt got it the closest.
Moataz.
Oh, yes.
Hey, nice job. Moataz.
Perfect.
Moataz. Okay. I am Conan.
Conan.
Oh, no, you can't. Conan.
Okay.
Exotic.
I tried to make my name like hard to say and exotic and I failed. I apologize. So This is fascinating. You met your wife online playing the video game Among Us.
Yes.
So does she live in Alexandria as well?
No, she is German. She is in Germany. So it's a bit...
Have you met her in flesh?
Yeah, we're married. Yeah. Of course we didn't.
Yeah.
What do we think?
I'm sorry. I'm thinking the same thing. I thought maybe you met her online and just both decided to be married. And
no, we're
met
officially
her. You've actually
married.
Met her.
I have a ring right there.
Oh, anyone can buy a ring, dude.
Like me?
Yeah. I've had plenty of these. This doesn't prove a thing. I wore these when I was single because the ladies like it.
Have you met my wife? Neither have I.
So you meet her online. She's from Germany.
Yes.
Did you then fly to Germany to go see her?
She came over. I was still studying, so she had to come over. She's working. She came over in early 2021. We spent like a week or so together, and then she flew back. I finished my semester, and then she came back again for 2 weeks or so. We got married. She met my family. And yes.
Oh my God.
Wow.
This is a great story.
Yeah.
So this is a real love that formed online playing this game.
Yes.
Then she comes over to Alexandria, and that's a lot of pressure because you must be thinking, I liked her online when we were playing Among Us, but what if I don't like her when she's hanging out in Alexandria for a week? But you hit it off right away.
Yes, the first week, I as soon as I knew her, I was like, yes, this is the woman I'm marrying, for sure.
Oh, that makes me so happy. That makes me so happy. Does she live with you now in Alexandria?
No. As soon as I finish my studying, I'm traveling to Germany as soon as I'm done with my studies.
Okay, so she's in Germany,
yes,
and you're here. When are you going to be done with your studies?
About mid-2023, I think. Like latest.
Okay, good. I don't want to delay this, you know. It's important. It's important to be together.
Yes.
You know, it's very important. I didn't mean to do that.
What
I meant was it's important.
Thing. That was a sexual
I meant
thing.
It to be more like it's important to really make sure.
How you think it works?
Well, I don't have a lot of experience.
How do you think it works?
I'm not sure.
These
kids just arrived. Hey, so here's my question. What was your wedding like? I'm curious about your wedding. You meet playing this video game. I'm guessing she loves video games as much as you do.
Yes.
Did your wedding have a video game theme to it?
We had a very small wedding just because... it was still a bit COVID, like there was a bit of COVID restrictions. So we had a small wedding, just my family. We had this very, very small wedding. Normally in Egypt, weddings are super big. Like imagine 500-600 people in one hall.
Wow.
Indoor fireworks, like a circus.
Wait a minute.
Yes.
Indoor fireworks.
With 600 people? Yes.
With 600 that's called shooting.
Yes.
What are you talking about?
And shootings, actually. We sometimes...
Okay, well. Sometimes, whatever you have to do to get a party going. Are you ever going to have a wedding like that, or were you just fine with the small wedding?
No, I would never have a 500. I don't know 500 people. I know 5 people, but
Well, guess what? Montaz, I know 500 people.
Uh-oh.
I could get you a giant wedding. You know, I know that you appreciated having a small COVID wedding. But what if I could give you a real wedding, like a massive wedding, a real Egyptian wedding, the way only I know about?
Yes, I would love to. I'd love to see your version of Egyptian weddings. Yes,
this is one area I know you wouldn't expect it, but nobody throws an Egyptian wedding like Conan O'Brien. Nobody.
I'm sure that's true.
Yeah. You look like you're crying now. Sona, what would you do with $100 billion? Seriously.
Oh, I would buy a country.
Okay. I would buy just a ton of yachts and private jets, and I would duct tape them all together and then just have it go in a circle in the Pacific Ocean.
What?
Yeah. I don't know, just to be a total jerk. Anyway, there is a correct answer.
Oh.
And it's build incredible cities in fantastical locations while competing with your friends to be the biggest tycoon in the world. What do you think of that answer?
That's better than mine.
Yep, and mine, which you can do with Monopoly Go, the hit mobile game that's so much fun, it's been downloaded over 150 million times. It's the fun of classic Monopoly on the go, anytime, anywhere. Endless new surprises like tons of boards and crazy minigames. You can team up with your chums on community chess and tournaments to get big money. Or you can go after their fortune, changing rent on your properties or even pulling a bank heist on them. So much fun. It's incredible. So start building up your billions today. Go download Monopoly Go, now free on the App Store and Google Play. You know, it's only a matter of time until your check engine light comes on, which could equal an expensive repair bill, and a new engine can cost up to $6,000.
Don't I know it?
But this is why you need this product I'm about to mention right now.
Okay.
CarShield. CarShield offers plans with low monthly rates that you can pay for your expensive repairs on your out-of-warranty car, truck, or SUV. It's so nice to have that protection of CarShield.
I know.
I believe. That's my belief. Some people have other beliefs, maybe religious beliefs. I think CarShield. CarShield plans provide protection on up to 5,000 major parts and systems, including items like transmission, engine, even your entertainment system. Mm. Just call CarShield and choose the mechanic to do the work. CarShield administrators will handle the rest and save you money. Look, I saw your car today. You've got a beautiful car, but you've got to haul your family around in this car. This is a vital piece of machinery for you. You need CarShield.
I do. And, you know, I don't take care of my cars very well. So CarShield, it would definitely come in.
You know, and also with their A rating from the BBB, don't ask me, CarShield is the name you can trust to save you money on covered auto repairs. Now's the time to make the smart choice to protect yourself from the sky-high auto repair bills. Visit CarShield.com/Conan. Save 20% today. Again, that's CarShield.com/Conan to save 20%. Visit carshield.com/Conan to lock in your price today. Sona, is your money, is it working for you? Is it just kind of sitting around being lazy?
I mean, it's underneath my mattress. Isn't that where it should be?
I know that's what we were taught by our great-grandparents.
Yeah.
But your hard-earned cash should always be working towards a better financial future.
Mm.
It's nice to be in the driver's seat and have autonomy when making investments, which is easy to do with Robinhood.
Mm.
You might know Robinhood pioneered free stock trading. Change the face of investing. Mm. They're still doing it today. They offer innovative products like IRAs, EFTs, options, and more to over 26 million funded accounts.
What?
With Robinhood, it's simple to make investments towards your future goals, whatever those may be.
Hmm.
We all have some bucket list items to cross off, and Robinhood has tools to help pursue them. Investing a small amount now could make a big difference 30 years down the road. I'm telling you.
I need someone to tell me what to do with my money because I don't know anything.
Yeah, your money's falling out of your pocket right now.
I know.
It's just wherever Sona goes, there's a trail of money.
I just stuff all of my earnings into my pockets.
Yeah, probably not a good idea. Well, it's good you don't make that much. Well, anyway, take your financial future by the reins. Download the app or visit Robinhood.com to learn more. Investing involves risks and loss of principal is possible. Returns are not guaranteed, okay? Robinhood Financial LLC members, SIPC is a registered broker-dealer.
Is there such a thing as a traveler? Not a Delta, because we know on one flight, Mike in 8C prefers reality TV to reality. So we provide more than 1,000 hours of in-flight entertainment. While on the flight after, 8C is occupied by Jen, whose favorite snack is tea. That's why we provide fast, free Delta Sync Wi-Fi available for SkyMiles members, because at Delta, we know. Refill? Everyone flies their own way. Delta, keep climbing. Free Wi-Fi available on most domestic flights. Terms of use apply.
So Moitas, tell me a little bit about your wedding.
So we had a small wedding, first of all, in a game called Terraria, which she dressed up.
Wait a minute, back up. Your wedding was in a game?
Yes, in Terraria. It's like an 8-bit farming. It's like Minecraft, but just two-dimensional.
Wait a minute. Moitas, you're saying that you met your wife playing a video game online and then you got married to her online.
Yes, it's financial.
Are you sure she exists? Yes. Are you sure she's real?
But
you went from a 3D game to a 2D game to get married.
Yes. Well, in this
economy, when you have a child, it'll be through tic-tac-toe. Sorry, I'm an idiot. So wait a minute. So you first got married, but then you did get together and have a real wedding.
Yes,
because,
yes.
Call me old-fashioned, but I think getting married in a video game doesn't count.
No. I think you can have that annulled. Just keep that in your back pocket.
Yeah, you just press X escape. Control-Alt-7, and the wedding is completely annulled. And then you had a nice small wedding. Right?
Yes,
after that, a real wedding.
A small wedding here in Alexandria with my family and everyone, and some friends, the five friends I have.
Have your families met each other?
No, not yet. She met my family.
They play different video games.
Yes, yeah. They speak of a different language. That's a bigger barrier, but yes, they play different video games. So they're not a barrier here because they're.
Because they're German and they exclusively play Donkey Kong.
Yes. Yes, we're an Among Us family. We don't mix as long.
Got it. We have to keep these things. So, I've never been to Egypt. Been to Egypt in my life. Mm-hmm. And I'm curious, if I came to Alexandria, what kind of things would we do together?
Alexandria is more of a beach kind of city. Like it's a very, very pretty city. It has a lot of beaches you would love to be to, with a lot of sunblock on.
I'm sorry to break it to you, Moitaz, but look at me. Do I look like a beach guy to you?
You would need a few layers of sunblock, but I can make it work.
I would need several layers of sunblock and several tents erected around me.
Yes, a big tent over you.
You'd have to help me with that. So you're not, would you like the idea of a big wedding? Would you like it if you had a giant wedding with hundreds and hundreds of people and indoor fireworks, the whole thing? Would you like that?
It would be very sad because it would be empty, just my family and five friends.
No, it wouldn't. Trust me. I could figure this out. Why don't you trust me?
If you would come over,
don't you?
I would love.
Yeah, if I came over, I could make this work. I could make it happen. I could make this a big wedding.
For sure. If you would come over, I would love to have the biggest wedding ever. And you would be the main event, even not the wedding anymore.
Well, I'm not sure that people in Alexandria are going to be that excited to see me. I don't know if I have a big fan base there, but we'll work on that.
You could officiate it.
Yes, please.
Could I officiate it?
Didn't you officiate Sona's wedding?
I did.
No.
Yeah. That's right. I didn't. I officiated
my best friend's wedding.
Yes. Yes.
Yeah. I officiated your best friend's wedding, and I was present and a vital part. Of the christening of your two boys.
He's my boy's godfather.
I introduced them to their god.
Oh,
I
know. No, don't put it that way.
Yeah,
that's what happened. Now. I'm a super big fan of you, by the way. I'm watching you since like 2015. I watched almost every interview you had with the Oxford meets, the Cambridge.
My God.
Harvard. I watched... The Oxford, yeah, an Oxford.
Oh, these are speech.
Events that you go to where he talks
hours,
to the students.
Yes.
And you went deep.
You went deep. No one watches that stuff.
You should watch
the comedy sometime. I really love it when you visit universities and give serious talks.
Who do you think this guy is?
He thinks I'm economist John Maynard Keynes. this is really cool. I you seem like a very nice person, and I'm very happy for you that you and your wife have this new life together. You're going to live. Where in Germany are you going to live?
In Rheine, Germany. It's on the far west of Germany.
And let me get, I know Cairo is the capital of Egypt, mm-hmm. and Alexandria is how close to Cairo?
Like 200 kilometers away, where Cairo is the capital for now. We're building a new capital, actually. It's creative.
Building a new capital?
Yeah.
I heard about this.
Yes.
Wait a minute. We should just
build a new capital.
We should just, you know what? That would solve so many problems here in the U.S. Everyone's so mad at Washington, D.C. Let's just it's in Nebraska and, start fresh.
Well, the Mall of America is the new White House.
Yeah, the Mall of America is the new White House.
Yeah.
You know, Mark.
So where is it going to be, the new one?
It's in the desert. We're mainly building it because you had a problem with the Cairo infrastructure, like how the streets were Where designs?
Oh. I studied.
Yes, I know.
No joke. In college, I took a course. Wow, you are a deep fan.
Yes.
In college, I took a course on urban development and design, and I studied Cairo.
Really?
And I don't know why I took this course. It was second semester, senior year, and I just was, I'm going to take this course that I know nothing about. And I learned a lot about the various issues that they have in Cairo with street flow and things like that. I remembered, but no, I have no problem with Cairo.
Yes, we knew that you were displeased with the traffic and so on, so we're building a whole new...
The entire country knew that Conan O'Brien had a problem with their infrastructure.
Yes.
What's this new capital going to be called?
Yeah, what's it going to be called?
It's very creatively named. It's called the New Administrative Capital. We're very proud of it.
Hey, you know where I want to have my... I want to have my honeymoon at the new administrative capital.
Boring.
Yeah, they got to come up with a better name. I'll come up with a better name.
Yes, we're waiting for you to officiate the opening of the city.
Kona Potamia.
Oh God!
What do you think?
Sounds like a casserole or something.
Kona Potamia.
Yeah.
Now gluten free.
Bad.
I'm working on it. Moitaz, this is great. I'm very happy to meet you. I'm just going to guess that you're a tennis fan.
Yes,
ask me why.
I wonder why.
Yeah, I don't do. Do you play tennis, or did someone else hang that there? And you're okay.
Yes, I do play tennis a lot. I'm a big tennis fan.
And do you have roommates?
No, I live by myself.
Okay, that's good. You know, it's better to be alone, I think.
For the
you and the tennis racket.
Yes.
What?
And a lot of
this guy.
What did I do?
It's better to be alone.
Better to be alone.
What do you mean it's better to be alone?
I'm just saying, I told you when my wife met me, I just murdered a couple of people. No temptations that way.
It's better to be alone. You have a family.
Moitaz, what is your wife's name again?
Stephanie.
Yes. Moitaz, do me a favor and please give Stephanie my very best.
Oh, well, dear.
I approve of this marriage.
Oh, she's greeting you two, and we will watch the Berlin episode you made. I've been binge watching your travel shows. I loved it. These are my favorite. Yeah, and we'll watch the Berlin
one. The Berlin one gets a little naughty in parts.
Yeah, I just saw it yesterday.
gets a little racy in parts. Oh. I got some in-laws that are not too happy with me, but I had to let my freak flag fly. What are you going to do? Moitaz, it was an honor talking to you. It really was.
It's my honor.
Be well. And if I can swing it, I'm going to get you a real wedding. I really am.
Please,
we're going to knock this. We're going to raise the roof. Do you ever raise the roof in Alexandria?
Oh, God.
I'm the only person left in America still doing this. Anybody? Okay.
All the roofs have been raised.
All right. Talk to you later, Moitaz. Thank you.
Thank you. Bye.
Bye-bye.
Bye.
Conan O'Brien Needs a Fan. With Conan O'Brien, Sonam Avsesian, and Matt Gourley. Produced by me, Matt Gourley. Executive produced by Adam Sachs, Joanna Solitaroff, and Jeff Ross at Team Coco, and Colin Anderson at Earwolf. Music by Jimmy Vivino. Supervising producer Aaron Blaird. Associate talent producer Jennifer Samples. Associate producers Sean Doherty and Lisa Berm. Engineering by Eduardo Perez. Please rate, review, and subscribe to Conan O'Brien Needs a Friend on Apple Podcasts, Stitcher, or wherever fine podcasts are downloaded.
This has been a Team Coco production. In association with Stitcher.
At Delta, we know Mike in 8C prefers reality TV to reality. So we provide more than 1,000 hours of in-flight entertainment. On the next flight, 8C is Mandy, a foodie. So we offer all types of food options. Because at Delta, everyone flies their own way. Delta, keep climbing.
Life is a highway. And on it, there will be many chicken sandwiches. But there's only one McCrispy. So go ahead and hit the turn signal if you know about this juicy gem of a detour.